Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Egg, an essential staple that aside its nutritious benefits is used by many. But the cost of egg makes one wonder if we now have golden chickens. Now, there was a time egg used to be 50 naira and a crate was not even up to 1,000 naira. But how much is egg today? Well, let's hear from some Nigerians who tell us how much they buy eggs in their area and how they feel about the cost.
I used to buy a crate of egg, 1,800, 1,200, full crate, then half crate, you buy like 400, 500, 600. Now, sincerely, come on.
A crate of egg was sold to me, that was sometime last week, for 3,500 naira. That is the highest I've ever gotten a crate of egg, and it really just makes me really sad seeing how far Nigeria has fallen, seeing how much inflation has eaten deep into the country. I remember just a few years ago buying a crate of egg for about 750, 800 naira, and it kept on rising ever since. So here we are at 3,500, and it doesn't even look like it would go down. I heard in some states it's going for as much as 4,000 naira. Maybe by next week or in 2 weeks' time, maybe it will get to about 4,000 naira in Abuja, in Dawaki, that's where I stay. So it's really, really, really sad, and I hope the government helps to curb the rate of inflation on foods and consumables, because this is the only country we have.
Egg in my area is 3.5, that depending on the size. Smaller size is 3.2. That's in the main market though. If you are going to main market, I live in Enugu, if you are going to upgrade the main market, it's 3.2 for small size and 3.5 for the big size of egg. But if you are buying from the street, like from market around you, or like my street, so I'm buying from my street market, I'm buying the big size at 3.8, 3.9. Then the small size at 3.6, 3.5. It's not funny at all. Buying crates of egg every 2 weeks is not funny. And in my daughter's school, they don't go with meat. They don't accept meat for their class. And even fish at times. Fish safe. They don't even accept. It's egg. I have to boil egg every day. Boiling of egg to school every day is not just it. Then when they are home, you want to cook noodles or you want to boil yam and egg sauce. The level of, even when they are taking egg sauce to school, you cannot use one egg now. You cannot use two. It has to be good. Buying of eggs. Before, we used to buy one, 30 naira. When it became expensive, 15 naira. If you are buying a crate, you are buying a 1-2-1-5. But now, I don't understand. I don't know whether the chickens that is laying the egg is golden chicken. Abi is imported chicken. I don't know why. Very soon, we'll leave egg for them. I don't understand.
Those are some Nigerians there sharing their thoughts. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You're welcome back. Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at what has caused the hike in the price of egg. Before we went on break, we spoke to some Nigerians who told us how they felt about the hike in the price of eggs. Yes, there is a dollar thing in Nigeria where the cost of everything has increased due to the exchange rate, but does it include egg? What is the real reason egg is actually going up? Well, my colleague in Kano, Abdulaziz Idris, had a chat with the Poultry Association of Nigeria.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Dr. Osman Gorzo. I am the state chairman for Poultry Association of Nigeria, which have its head office at number 3132, Bank of Agriculture Building Farm Center here in Kano.
Now, sir, talking about poultry, one of the issues that is worrying the people is the price of egg, which we are now in this part of the country, we are heading fasting period.
Mm.
Probably now it's on the high rise. What is responsible for this? What is the problem generally?
It's not a problem, but reality.
Okay.
Egg is a product. And when you talk about egg, there are like four items which determine the price of egg. But number one key factor for determining its price is the cost of feed. And anybody living in Nigeria knows how maize, which constitute close to 70% of the cost of feed, have skyrocketed from 320,000 naira per ton last in November, and now you are talking of 550,000 naira per ton. What I'm telling you here is maize started at 32,000 naira per bag. Now we are talking about 50 to 55,000 naira. So if you look at the increase, it's close to 100% increase. Number one, second factor is the cost of soya. Soya constitutes 20% of what we put in the feed.
You mean soya beans?
Okay. The soya meal,
okay,
we call it,
meal.
Which was produced from the soya beans.
Mm-hmm.
And oil millers will remove the oil and we buy the soya meal.
Okay.
So now a ton is at 550,000. And these two products, they are all dependent on our agri-production in-house. People find it difficult to import and we're not producing enough. So there's increase in the cost of these two items. The next item is we are bringing amino acids and other premix from outside the country. And you know how dollar move.
Yes.
Dollar now is talking about over 1,400 naira per dollar. As against 6 months ago when everybody knows it's about 400 or 500 naira. So, and this is from the feed side. The other component is transportation. When you buy the maize, it's not at your farm. You have to transport it to from farm or from market to your farm, where you are going to process it. So this transportation cost already tripled. If you compare where you pay 200 naira per bag to be transported, now you are talking about 1,000 naira. Number four is the cost of labor. Because of increase in cost of living, those people who are working for us, you need to increase their pay if you want them to deliver efficiently.
Yes.
So this cumulatively lead to increase in the cost of our production. That is from what we are doing locally here. But you know, we are buying chickens, we rear them from day old till when they reach 20 weeks before they start producing egg.
Yes.
This chicken, we are importing them from southern part of the country. We don't have any capable hatchery here or not, except Olam, which cannot meet up the production. And some of our farmers are not using Norman Classic, but another breed, which is mainly we are getting from the southern part of the country. So the cost also skyrocketed. You are talking about 800 naira to a day old chick. So if you add all these things, you realize that egg is very, very cheap. You compare egg with any other product.
It's cheap like that.
It's cheap. If you consider the process we take to produce
yes.
it. Diseases are still there. We are importing vaccines. Most of the drugs are imported in dollars. And this all add up. The more you see egg going up, the lower a farmer get profit. Because in a month last year in December, from 1st December to 21st December, the price of peat per bag have increased 7 times. But farmers can only increase it once.
Yes.
If you look at this year, from 1st January to here, adding on what we have reached in December, a bag of feed, 1,400 naira is added. And if a chicken eats a bag of feed, can only produce not more than 5 crates of egg. So when you have increase in, by 1,400, you are expected to add 250 naira to each crate, which all we did was to add 100 naira. So going, eating into our profit. So that is the reality. It's not that egg is expensive, it's the terminant of the egg that are expensive. But we farmers, if you look at it, if the profit margin is wide, you will keep on seeing more farmers coming.
Yes.
But in the last 6 months in Kano, we lost over 80% of our farmers.
They stopped.
They stopped doing the business. And when you see people leaving the business, they are in Kano, means that business is not bringing return on investment.
Exactly. 80%.
85%, around 85% have stopped doing the business. And people are planning to leave. You can imagine the way things are moving.
Exactly.
If maize continue to increase at this rate, we are in January and a bag of maize is about 50,000 naira. What do you expect by August? Last year, by January, the price was about 30,000 naira. Now it's 50-something thousand naira. But in August last year, we bought a bag of maize at 60,000. Yes. So when you consider this similar projection, we should expect maize by August this year to reach over 80,000. At that time, if government didn't do anything to bring in maize or to subsidize for the farmers or to give some grant, more farms are going to close.
In a long-term basis, what do you think should be done to address? I remember when we are buying egg 15 naira, 20 naira, 25 naira. Now one egg is almost 130 as of yesterday. What do you think in a long term will be done to address this thing once and for all for you farmers?
Addressing this is just addressing the life of people.
Yes.
Increase production. What are the things which government will do to increase maize production? The moment you have an increase in maize and soya production, irrespective of the price of dollar, egg will come down.
Okay.
So how are we going to do it? We have to engage farmers. We have to improve security, reduce the cost of farming input, bring credible loans to the farmers, not to farmers who are just in court.
Yes.
Even now, if you talk worldwide, we have the cheapest egg in the world. Can Nigeria have the cheapest egg?
Okay.
Worldwide.
Despite all this.
All this. And it's because at least we are not importing it. You can imagine if we are importing. You can import an egg in less, a crate of egg in less than $4 or $5.
And
you,
correct.
Yeah. So if you look at it, it's still cheaper to sell our egg at 3,000 and above.
That was Dr. Usman Gwarzo, State Chairman, Poultry Association of Nigeria. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.